I've been really trying to give this some thought, reading a lot of your work and other people's work, trying to think about it. One of the themes I think in my mind that's coming through is the issue of uncertainty. You know, how much uncertainty can you live with? If on the one hand you view the cost reduction to whatever extent that might be as a benefit, and maybe in the future it might be viewed in more beneficial, but if it is some type of benefit. And then the question is, if you don't have the exact same data in the exact same situation, can you live with it? I know in a weird way, and I know another one of your great interests is breast cancer, kind of reminds me a little bit about Oncotype and the whole idea that, you know, can you live with a little bit of uncertainty that maybe there's an advantage to giving chemotherapy to a patient with one positive node and a low Oncotype, but, you know, what's the odds? What are the complications? And this kind of has a similar flair to it. And that's really one of the things I really want to dissect out from you, which is how great is the uncertainty? Because I want to go through the process of how this is actually done. And I want to start out with the issue of, you mentioned the fact that I guess there are three levels of evidence that you can look at. One is sort of physical or physiologic, or, you know, actually looking at the compound. I think the other was animal data and the other is clinical data. Can you talk a little bit? You mentioned the fact that these are made by living cells. Maybe using the example of filgrastim, for example, and maybe trastuzumab as another example, a monoclonal antibody. How exactly are these products made? And what is the process of trying to verify that another product is similar enough to, say, trastuzumab or filgrastim?
So the processes are slightly different, but very similar between these. Although, as we mentioned, the level of concern probably goes up when you're talking about a cancer treatment as opposed to a supportive care treatment. So, and we're just getting into that level of integration of biosimilars. So in both cases, of course, again, genetic engineering takes place. You identify the gene, you clone the gene, and you introduce it into a living system, usually bacterial or yeast, which produces large quantities of these human protein molecules that have a particular function. You know, there's a whole production process of purification, isolation of these proteins. There is this issue that's somewhat related to this, and it's, again, the issue of uncertainty, is that for any biologic, we have learned over time there can be a drift, there can be changes in the molecule, either due to minor changes in manufacturing, changes in the inert ingredients that are used, a new manufacturing plant. And again, this is true of both the original reference biologic and the biosimilars, but it really is highlighted with the biosimilars because you're creating a biosimilar to an agent as it exists today, but it might be somewhat different than the reference product was at the time it was approved a decade ago. And again, the requirement of the FDA that is put on the manufacturer is whenever there is a change in production or content, the materials used in the production of these molecules, that they go through a series of tests. And again, how deep this goes depends on how major the change is. If they open a new plant, they may have to go through a whole series of testing that, again, it's the same basic protein structure, the amino acid sequence. But we know that the bonds of secondary and tertiary structure of these complex molecules are fairly weak, hydrogen bonds, and there can be slight variation, and that can affect the active site of these molecules. So there has to be some evidence, in addition to demonstrating in animal studies that there's no antibody production, and then perhaps some additional pharmacokinetic data in humans. If there have been really major changes in the manufacturing process, the FDA will come in and require certain redoing of these tests to assure that there's been no real change in the safety and efficacy of these molecules.